So reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 25, the residents of Varanasi become Vaishnavas. Texts 143 and 144. Translation. The meaning of the Vedanta Sutra is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. The full purport of Mahabharata is also there. The commentary of the Brahma Gayatri is also there and fully expanded with all Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Supreme Purana, and it was compiled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. There are 12 cantos, 335 chapters, and 18,000 verses. Purport, this is a quotation from the Garuda Purana. Verse number 145. Sarvavedi idihasanam saram samudritam. The essence of all Vedic literature and all histories has been collected in Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport, Srimad Bhagavatam was collected by the incarnation of God, Vyasadeva, and it was later taught to his son, Shukadeva Goswami. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.41 and the verse number 146. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatrasya Tratih Kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the essence of all Vedic literature and Vedanta philosophy. Whoever tastes the transcendental mellow of Srimad Bhagavatam is never attracted to any other literature. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.15. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namashrishtam manumapi sachiputra matra svarupam rupam tasya grajam rupurim madhurim goshtavatim radha kunda girivaramaho radhika madhavasam praptau yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum damnato smi yantah pravishya mamavachim mamam prasuptam sanjivaya takila shakti darah svadam nanyam shahasta charana Shravanat Vagadim Pranan Namo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam Svasyastu Vishvasya Kalah Prasidatam Dhyantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodhya Manascha Badram Bhajata Tadokshaje Aveshyatam No Matir Abhyahai Tukim. Hare Krishna. So I was asked to speak a little bit about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, because if I would attempt to speak about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam completely, it probably would exceed the morning class schedule. So So I'll try my best to speak a little bit about the glories of this amazing Grantha, which is described in these verses from Garuda Purana and many, many other verses. These verses of Garuda Purana often quoted, and initially they were procured by Madhvacharya in his Bhagavat Tatparya Nirnaya, his very short but essential commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, where he solves difficult problems of Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining how Srimad Bhagavatam is actually preaching the Dvaita philosophy, the philosophy of difference between Jiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And since then, when Madhvacharya quoted this, they repeat it, even though they are not really found in the existing editions of Garuda Purana. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was extremely knowledgeable and the supreme authority in Srimad Bhagavatam, he also quotes this and it adds additional authority to these verses. And this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the residents of Varanasi become Vaishnavas, is very important because here in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lays the foundation of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava school. In his discussion with Mayavadi, and specifically Prakashananda Sarasvati, who was the head of Mayavadi Sannyasi, he is explaining in gist the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnava school, or unique interpretation of Gaudiya Vaishnava school. Every Vaishnava school is supposed to have something unique. Otherwise, why would you create your own school? So, and one very essential feature of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is that it's based its philosophical foundation entirely on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Other schools, traditionally, starting from Shankaracharya, they try to establish their philosophy on the basis of Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is the main foundation for, every Vedanta school. And Gaudiya Vaishnavism is also Vedanta school. We're also a school of Vedanta, dualistic Vedanta, but we're a school of Vedanta. So, and Shankaracharya, he was the fashion setter. He established the proper interpretation or how to establish the school of Vedanta, and he said that you should procure your commentary on Vedanta Sutra and then give your commentary on Bhagavad Gita and then comment on Vishnu Sahasranam and then also give the commentary on Upanishads. So he did this. He established Advaita Vedanta on this very strong basis. And then everyone else was more or less following him. Ramanujacharya came, Madhvacharya came, Vallabhacharya came, Nimbarkacharya. They all were following the same sort of pattern, by trying to establish their philosophy. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he establishes his own school of Vedanta, but he completely neglects this tradition. He said, forget about Vedanta Sutra, forget about Upanishads, forget about Bhagavad Gita even, in Gaudiya Vaishnava school, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was the first one who wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Well, what to speak about Vishnu Sahasranam? Forget about all of this. Srimad Bhagavatam is Pramanam Amalam. This is the best Praman. Why? Because it includes everything else in itself, as it is very clearly said in these verses. His talking with sannyasis of Varanasi, he says that Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme authority. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, thus, one's relationship with the Lord, activities of devotional service, and the attainment of the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, are the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Basically, and that's very essential, that Srimad Bhagavatam gives the whole essence of all Vedas. We don't need to study anything else. If we know Srimad Bhagavatam, we know everything. If we don't know Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't know anything. We may know Upanishads, we may know this and that, but ultimately we will remain ignorant in the essential message of the Vedas if we don't study Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, this is one of the unique features of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the real emphasis on Srimad Bhagavatam and nothing else. And even Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a very respected grantha, is nothing but commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. It's actually explanation on the Srimad Bhagavatam, having Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the living Bhagavatam. It's description of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he thought all this subtle truths of Srimad Bhagavatam by exemplifying it in his own life. So our whole sampradaya is based on Srimad Bhagavatam, and we should be very firm in this conviction. And actually, it so happened that in reality, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established it very clearly, the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam over the course of time was obscured. In reality, majority of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they studied Chaitanya Charitamrita, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami extracted the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is such a huge book, and it's quite overwhelming and bewildering if you try to study all these 18,000 verses and 335 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was Srila Prabhupada who actually returned our Gaudiya Sampradaya back to its roots. And even in other Gaudiya Maths, there is not so much emphasis on Srimad Bhagavatam as much as it is emphasized in ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada really is bringing us back to the roots of our sampradaya and again emphasizing this is the most important thing. It can give you everything which you require. And it is very clearly said that this is the Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. This is the meaning of Brahma Sutra. You don't need to study Vedanta Sutra. You don't have to study Vedanta Sutra. You anyway will not understand Vedanta Sutra, so no problem. So, you will be just confused and bewildered by Vedanta Sutra. Bharatartha Vinirnaya, you don't need to study very carefully Mahabharata, because in Mahabharata you will be easily distracted from the path of bhakti. There are so many interesting stories there, and so many different purports, and so many rituals, and so many Dharma is explained there, and ultimately you forget that Bhagavad Dharma is the essence of all Dharma. You forget that Prema Dharma is the Dharma, and you will just be very truthful and very this and very that, and ultimately you will become very nothing. So that's the result, because you will be bewildered by this, 100,000 verses of Mahabharata, and you will not know the essence. Madhvacharya, he wrote this Bhagavata Tatparya Nirnaya specifically for this purpose, because people study Mahabharata and don't understand the essence of Mahabharata, because the essence of Mahabharata is the relationship of Pandavas with Krishna. But instead of this, there are so many different romance and other stories, Nala and Damayanti and this story and that story, and, you know, they forget about the essence. So, Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupa. So this is the purport or the explanation of the meaning of Gayatri Mantra. What is Gayatri Mantra? Again, there is so much confusion about the meaning of Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra is about the sun, and therefore you should do Surya Namaskara every day. And that's the essential practice of chanting Gayatri Mantra. So, no, it's not about the sun. It's about the energy of the Supreme Lord, which is ultimately teaches us how to love God, which is the relationship, the loving relationship of God and His energy. And then Vidartha Paribrimhita, what to speak about Vedas, but here it specifically said Vidartha Paribrimhita Srimad Bhagavatam not only explain the essence of the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam adds to the essence of the Vedas. In the Vedas, the truths which are there, Srimad Bhagavatam completes the Vedas. Paribrimhita literally means that Srimad Bhagavatam, as much as other Puranas, adds something essential which is not there in the Vedas. Because Puranas, and specifically Srimad Bhagavatam, they stress the personal aspect of God. They stress that God is ultimately person, and we have to establish our personal relationship with personal God. And they speak about God as Bhagavan and nobody else. And therefore, whereas in the Vedas, especially in Upanishads, the impersonal aspect of God is emphasized. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So, that's the essential understanding which we should understand. Every time when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we should try to have the complete picture. Because again, 18,000 verses, 335 chapters, it's quite overwhelming, especially with the ISKCON's style of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read one verse, you know, and usually forget what was the previous verse, and don't care to remember what is the next verse, we can easily lose the context of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very essential to at least to keep in mind that this is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, to understand the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, who is the Siddhanta Acharya of our school, he explained this in his Sandarbhas, and specifically in Tattva Sandarbha, where he is explaining the methodology of Sandarbhas. Sat Sandarbha is unique and very amazing commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, where Srila Jiva Goswami is not commenting on the verse by verse, but he is providing topical commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He extracts the essential topics of Srimad Bhagavatam and builds up a very beautiful structure, basically rebuilding Srimad Bhagavatam into a logical, philosophical creation. And he says, this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about, following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing Sambandha, Videya, and Prayojana. It's the foundation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore in Tattva Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami first explains the samadhi of Srila Vyasadev. Because he says, if we want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to go again to the roots of Srimad Bhagavatam. The roots of Srimad Bhagavatam are there in samadhi, in the trance of Vyasadev. Vyasadev first saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete with all his energy. Purusham Purnam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with all his energies. And Apashyam, he also saw Maya, which is Tadapashrayam, which is hiding behind the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And from behind is torturing living entities, taking advantage of being behind the back of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he saw this picture. He saw in his trance the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. It's amazing. We should try to imagine as much as possible, because samadhi may not be possible for all of us at this moment of our spiritual development. But we should try to imagine, you know, this amazing vision which Vyasadev saw, because he saw the complete personality of Godhead, how he manifests himself in this world, and then he described this in Srimad Bhagavatam. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his pastimes which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the essential pastimes. He selected certain pastimes because, again, you know, Puranas describe so many different pastimes and describe this from different angles of vision. So Srila Vyasadev was shown Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was the, like a movie which was there, and God knows for how long he was in his samadhi to see all the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he saw this beautiful movie, probably the best Bollywood movie ever, you know. All this long movie in his samadhi. He saw this, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How beautiful he is, how amazingly beautiful and kind he is, how sweet he is. He saw this amazing movie in front of his eyes, and then very enthusiastically he started writing what he saw in his samadhi. So he saw this essential points of Sambandha. First, the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his energies, special place of Maya, who is Apashrayam, who is taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but keeping herself at a distance. She is not really, she is shy and she doesn't want to come in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he saw Yaya Samahita Jiva Atmanam Trigunatmakam. He saw Jivas who are completely bewildered by this Maya, because this Maya, even though they are completely spiritual, they still consider themselves Trigunatmakam, that they belong to all these gunas of material nature. So in his trance, Srila Vyasadev He saw all of us. He saw all the sufferings of the living entities who are completely bewildered by this Maya. And then he saw Anartha Pashamam Sakshat, Bhakti Yoga Madoksha Je, Lokasya Janato Vidvams. He saw Chakre Sattvata Samhita. Ultimately, he saw the means, the direct means, which is the most important. Anartha Pashamam Sakshat, Anartha Upashamam Sakshat, Bhakti Yoga Madoksha Je. He saw that there is a direct means of mitigating all the sufferings of living entities, and as a result, Chakre Sattvata Samhitam. He created this Sattvata Samhita. He composed this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is specifically given to him for those people who want to become sattvatas. Sattvata, this is a very important word in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is repeated again and again and again, especially in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sattvata literally means those who have sat, those who know satya, the truth. Those who want to know the truth. If they want to know the truth, they become sattvatas. Of course, you know, scholars, they interpret this word that there was a sect of, you know, some sattvatas, and this is a sect. Yes, this is a sect of those people who want to know the truth. So he wrote this Sattvata Samhita, which reveals the truth, which is revelation of the truth, which is the mystical revelation of the complete truth, complete representation of the truth. And the most amazing feature of Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained in these verses from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is that Anartha Upashamam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madoksha Je. So it has the ability to directly remove all the sufferings of living entities. If we just read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is specifically emphasized here, sakshat. Sakshat means that it is a direct means. Direct means means that you don't need anything else. If some means of mitigating your sufferings are indirect, it means that, you know, it's just bringing you to something direct. Direct means that this is something which is enough to finish all the sufferings of living entities. And of course, for that, we need to know the methodology of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. The methodology of studying Srimad Bhagavatam is actually explained by the trance of Vyasadev. He revealed the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam in his samadhi. And therefore, if we are to study Srimad Bhagavatam, we should try to study Srimad Bhagavatam also being in samadhi, as much as it is possible for us. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a subject matter of logical explanation. Of course, the logical explanation has its place. It's important, but only as much as it helps us to become absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, to become visionary of Srimad Bhagavatam, to try to understand. Because again, samadhi, and this is what is explained by Madhvacharya and some other, and Vallabhacharya in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. They say samadhi, Srimad Bhagavatam is written in samadhi bhasha. And only those who are in samadhi can understand samadhi bhasha. As much as only those who know English language, they can understand English. You know, to understand samadhi bhasha, you have to be in samadhi. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the creation of samadhi, and therefore the method of studying Srimad Bhagavatam is to become absorbed in the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam without anything else. And therefore, you know, these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam help us to concentrate on Srimad Bhagavatam. If we are distracted, we are not in samadhi. If we are just, you know, interested in other things. It is said in the verse from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which we read, that the one who understands this Rasamrita, this rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, one who understands the nectarian taste of Srimad Bhagavatam, one who is privy to this, who has the access to this rasa, which is explained in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Pibhapata Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam. You just drink this Bhagavatam. You drink Bhagavatam. Siddhar Swami explaining this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that Srimad Bhagavatam is a very special fruit. Usually, when you have fruit, there is something which is supposed to be discarded from the fruit. Either you have some seed, stone in the fruit, or you have some covering of the fruit, the skin of the fruit, like mango, you know. But Srimad Bhagavatam is a liquid fruit. How you can, because you can drink it. Pibhata Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadev, he directly say, you just drink it. You know, if there is something which is, you know, which is discardable in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be suffocated by drinking this special drink. But this is the drink which you can safely drink without being suffocated or without any dangers, because there is nothing discardable in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, there is nothing which is here, which is supposed to be discarded from Srimad Bhagavatam. You can safely say that every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about love of Godhead. How, you can only understand when you are in samadhi, when you are completely dedicated to serving Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. If you do it every day, and if you try to absorb your thoughts and your essence of your living in Srimad Bhagavatam, then Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, then you will be drinking Srimad Bhagavatam Alayam till your death, or till you faint in ecstasy. Rasamalayam, literally it means that you just, you know, you drink this and you faint in ecstasy because it's so nectarian and you're completely intoxicated by it. You faint. This is alayam. You came to the end of your life, and then, you know, after that, you continue doing the same. So it's basically the amazing glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is contained not only in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, which is contained in other Puranas. All other Puranas, they say that Srimad Bhagavatam is something very special. And because the human beings are so, you know, they are, they have certain nature. If something is easily available, we tend to forget its glories. We become familiar with this. And this familiarity with Srimad Bhagavatam sometimes forces us, or, you know, yeah, makes us forget its real glories. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the most amazing literatures, the most amazing literature, the last creation of Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva was writing so much. He was the most prolific author in the history of humanity. But when he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, there is nothing else to be said. There is nothing else for me to write. Everything which needed to be written, I have written by completing this Srimad Bhagavatam. He dropped his computer into Ganges and said, that's it, I don't need anything else now, I can be in samadhi till the rest of eternity, or till the rest of this creation. or whatever. You know, when people have writing talent, they just want to use it. But Vyasadeva said there is no need. There is no need to confuse people even more. You know? I've written what I need to write, and this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, after that, and it is specifically said here that it's Bhagavatodita, that Srimad Bhagavatam is written literally by the Supreme Personality Godhead himself. This is the highest, you know, glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is composed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And therefore, again and again and again, people, they try to write commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is probably the most popular. If we put aside Bhagavad Gita, which is relatively simple and small book, Srimad Bhagavatam is the only Purana on which commentaries are written. Of course, there is Vishnu Purana, two commentaries on Vishnu Purana. There is no commentaries on any other Purana. There is 136 existing commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. 136. And zero on other Puranas. And two on Vishnu Purana. 136 commentaries. And that's classical commentaries. And that's only existing commentaries. Srila Jiva Goswami mentions the names of other commentaries which are not even existing now. So the people were commenting on Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is said that in Subhashitas, it is said that as much as the fire is the test for gold, if you want to check the gold, you have to put gold in the fire. As much as the good fighting is the test, pariksha, for your courage and for your kshatriya nature, as much as the difficult situation is the pariksha for your family relationship, for your wife, you know, how your wife will take the problems and difficulties which you will inevitably undergo, that much Srimad Bhagavatam is pariksha for your knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very difficult creation. It's the last creation of Srila Vyasadeva, and Srila Vyasadeva, he invested all his writing skills in this amazing creation. So it's simple in one sense because you can understand it from the first reading. You can think that you understood it from the first reading, but then you read it again and again and again, again and again and again without end, and you will understand more and more and more because Srila Vyasadeva invested so much in it. So it is the saying in Vedic culture that Srimad Bhagavatam is the test of your knowledge. Because to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you should know everything else. It may sound paradoxical because from one sense it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of everything else. You don't need to know anything else. And then it is said, to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you should know everything else. So yes, all statements are true. You don't need to know anything else. You should just read Srimad Bhagavatam. But if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you should know six systems of Vedic philosophy. You should know Kavya. You should know Alankar Shastra. You should know, of course, Nyaya. You should know everything else to understand properly. But, you know, luckily for us, Srila Prabhupada did it for us, so we don't need to know all these things. Or if we have some, you know, space in our hard drive, then we can study everything else. But ultimately, only for the purpose of proper understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because, yes, Srimad Bhagavatam is very special among other Puranas. you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually not Purana. If we carefully study the genre of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not Purana itself. It's a kavya. It's a poem. Even the outside scholars who study Srimad Bhagavatam, they say that, you know, especially this Rasa Panchadhyaya, the five chapters from the tenth canto, it's the most beautiful love poem which ever written in by the human being. Of course, it's not written by human beings, but if we take the human history, the history of human literature, this is the most beautiful romantic poem. If you really appreciate what is written there, if you really go deep into this rasa which is explained there, it's amazing because Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas are usually written in a very simple language. It's usually written in Anushtup Chanda, the simple shlokas, and, you know, there is a test when somebody is studying Sanskrit and he understands the simple classical Sanskrit in which Puranas and Mahabharata are written mostly. You know, then he should be able, if he knows this Sanskrit, he should be able to speak in these shlokas and verses just by looking at the sky. This test of knowing Sanskrit is called Akasha Purana. You have to look in the sky and then do some Purana, you know, Akasha Purana, just the Purana from the sky. So, you cannot do this with Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is written in a complicated language, so much so that some of the words, Sanskrit words, are only there in Srimad Bhagavatam, nowhere else. It has a very special vocabulary, and only because Sridhar Swami and other commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam explain the meaning of this verse, only because of this we know what is the meaning of this verse. Nowhere else, in no any other Vedic literature, including the original Vedas, these words are not there. They're not really included in other Vedic literature. And usually there is only 15 meters, the main meters. There is a lot of poetic meters in Sanskrit, but that's usually a later creation. There are more than 600 different meters. But in normal Vedic literature, there is 15 common meters. Out of them, 7 are most common. So there is not so much poetic variety in Vedic literature. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is 27 different meters. Twice as much as in any other Vedic original creations. 27 different meters, which are adopted by Srila Vyasadeva for what? For the purpose of conveying rasa. So Srimad Bhagavatam is primarily, it's a philosophical creation, but it's a philosophical creation which is supposed to convey poetical message. The combination of poetry, which is about emotions, and philosophy, hardcore philosophy, is the most amazing feature of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no other, either you have very boring philosophy, which is good to read before you're going to sleep, to have a sound sleep, or you have some poetry, but how to combine this seemingly completely opposite things? Srila Vyasadeva, he managed to do this in Srimad Bhagavatam. And to understand really Srimad Bhagavatam, again, we can understand the essential message of Srimad Bhagavatam very easily. From the very beginning, from the first verse of first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are commentary which constitute the whole complete book just on first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a special commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam which explains that all the pastimes of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the pastimes of Krishna are included in this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So to understand the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to have some little knowledge, you know. Just to understand the meaning. It's basically inexhaustible. You cannot exhaust even the first. Actually, if you want to study Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be very hard for you to move from the first verse onwards because you will be stuck there. You know, if you want to know all the layers of meaning which are invested by Srila Vyasadeva in this amazing verse itself. But then the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, the essential message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of bhakti, you can understand very clearly. You know, it's a simple book in this sense because there is a very simple message which is there. But then if you want to know what love is, and love is the most difficult thing in the world, you know, love, why Srimad Bhagavatam is so simple? Because love is so simple. And everyone thinks he knows what is love. But Srimad Bhagavatam is so difficult because the love is the most difficult thing. And the whole Krishna Charita, which is the main portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and 11th canto in some way, because 11th canto is to the most part is Uddhava Gita, which Krishna himself speaks. So this whole central part of Srimad Bhagavatam is all about love. Is actually about love, especially 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, to understand all the nuances of love. You know, it is said by one acharya that to kill somebody is very simple because Krishna, when he comes to kill the demons, he uses just one finger, you know, to take his Sudarshana chakra. And when Krishna comes to explain what is love, he employs all the 10 fingers to play his flute. You know, to kill you need one finger. To explain what is love you need 10 fingers. You need 10 times as much. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is in one sense simple, because on the surface it's a very simple book. But at the same time, it's the most difficult book. The most difficult because it teaches us the most subtle things, how to love. How subtle you have to become if you want to love God. You cannot remain gross Kali Yuga British citizen, you know. If you want to develop this nature of loving God, you have to change your nature. And what is the means of changing your nature? This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Just reading Srimad Bhagavatam again and again and again, immersing your heart in the Srimad Bhagavatam and meditating on the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the secrets will be revealed to you by Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Because again, the method of studying Srimad Bhagavatam is samadhi, and samadhi means revelation. And Srimad Bhagavatam, being the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is this revelation, and Srimad Bhagavatam himself is capable of revealing the truth to you. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada very carefully translated each and every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, giving the word-for-word meaning of every verse, because we shouldn't just read the translation. He essentially messaging to us that we should read and carefully study Sanskrit. We may not know Sanskrit, But if we just read the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada said, you will know enough Sanskrit if you read every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit and if you study word by word and the purports. So he said also, very lovingly, he provided the original Sanskrit because the original Sanskrit has the capacity to reveal the truth to us. Even though we may not understand logically, intellectually the meaning, but the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam being Samadhi Bhasha themselves, they have this capacity to reveal this very subtle meanings, especially if we learn how to read the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam or sing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, chant it in the proper tune. Like one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He was famous. You know, all other Goswamis, they were writing literature. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he didn't write even one line. But his specialty, why he's promoted or elevated to the status of one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are the founders of our Gaudiya Vaishnava school, the founders of our whole philosophical school of Vedanta, just because he was chanting the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in different tunes, and whoever would hear his chanting of verses of Srimad Bhagavatam would be completely immersed in the samadhi of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the beauty of this creation. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a very special literature, and again, as I said, if I would try to, if I attempt to speak too much, the time would be exceeded, and I already exceeded my time because I was told that I should finish 9:10, and very dutifully, I am finishing my class 10 minutes tonight. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. There will be video now. Don't leave the room.
Maharaj, first of all, thank you so much, Maharaj. What a wonderful class. Let's hear for one more time for Maharaj. Hari Bol! Maharaj, while we're just setting up for a few slides and a video for everybody, I wonder if you could also say some words, because you gave us the essence that how this Vedic literature or the essence of all the literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, is meant for those who are at a very elevated platform, but yet it is very simple. And so I would request if you could say some words, because now Bhadra Purnima is coming on Friday and we are distributing this Bhagavatams to even new people who are meeting either on the streets, on door to door, or at Janmashtami, and during the week we are also sending some sets to India and Africa. So it'll be nice to hear just a few words on that, Maharaj. You know, say.
Yeah, Bhadra Purnima is coming, and Bhadra Purnima actually is the day when Srila Shukadeva Goswami finished his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it is specifically said in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that if you give the gift of Srimad Bhagavatam on this day, on the golden throne, and by putting Srimad Bhagavatam on the golden throne, we symbolically say that Srimad Bhagavatam is the king of all the books. You may not have enough golden thrones while you're distributing Srimad Bhagavatam on the street to give it. But mentally you can provide golden throne to Srimad Bhagavatam by handing out this king of all literature to people, because why on this day, why Bhadra Purnima is so essential for those people who distribute books? Because on this day, the first successful reading of Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam was completed. Maharaja Pariksit, because he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, he obtained his Swarup as a gopi of in the spiritual world. Our acharyas explaining this, they specifically said that Maharaja Pariksit became a gopi, cowherd girl in the spiritual world just by listening Srimad Bhagavatam without adopting any other means of spiritual development. So that's the complete success of human life, and we are celebrating Bhadra Purnima by giving Srimad Bhagavatam to others and hoping that Srimad Bhagavatam will be merciful enough to us to also provide us this complete success in our spiritual endeavors, giving us overwhelming love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yeah, that's the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is a success story. This is a success story of Sukadeva Goswami, who is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, who first heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Vyasadev and achieved the complete success and perfection. And then Maharaja Pariksit is the second success story in the history of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after that, there were so many other success stories. when people, because of reading Srimad Bhagavatam, achieved the complete perfection of their life. So this Bhadra Purnima is very essential for us because we are not giving just a book. We are giving the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself to these people. And we are giving them not only the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, but also their essential relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is capable of revealing not only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but our own Swarup. That's the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam and the meaning, the essence of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. It will reveal us all the spiritual truths in entirety, including our eternal relationship with Krishna.